Much of the Senate debate centered on one man, 27-year-old Jose Godinez-Semperio. He's an undocumented immigrant whose parents brought him from Mexico when he was a child. Since then, he graduated from Florida State University Law School and passed the Florida bar exam and character background check. But in March, the state Supreme Court ruled he couldn't legally have a law license. After the ruling, Godinez-Semperio says he wants to better serve his low-income clients at Gulf Coast Legal Services in Clearwater.
I'm not able to give them legal advice because I'm not an attorney, but if I were, I would be able to help them navigate the legal system.
Future Chief Justice and Cuban-American immigrant Jorge Labarga wrote a separate opinion in the case, urging the legislature to act. This week, with days left in the lawmaking session, Orlando Democrat Darren Soto and Altamont Springs Republican David Simmons amended a broadly supported family law bill to make the change Labarga had hinted at. The bill, now heading back to the House, would allow the Supreme Court discretion in giving law licenses to non-citizens who'd lived in Florida for more than 10 years. As he introduced his amendment, Simmons seemed to anticipate pushback.
Because it's going to be a difficult debate. Because there are good points on both sides. But on this one, I believe that you cannot penalize this young man for the perceived sins of the parents.
Sins of the parents was a common theme among supportive debaters, but Fleming Island Republican Rob Bradley said he'd like to see a requirement added for the bar applicant to also apply for U.S. citizenship.
It keeps occurring to me, at some point the boy becomes a man and becomes responsible for his or the daughter becomes a woman, and they become responsible for their actions.
But Clearwater Republican Jack Letvallo replied he'd looked into immigration law, and many cases the first step towards citizenship would be to require the person to return to their country of origin and wait up to a decade. The debate then turned personal, with several Latin American senators sharing their family's stories. Hialeah Republican Rene Garcia says his brother Carlos was brought illegally to Florida at age 3 and went on to fight for the U.S. in Iraq.
How dare we say it's okay for them to die for this country, but yet it's not okay for them to have a professional license in this state?
But Lakeland Republican Kelly Stargell says the law doesn't just apply to upstanding young people. She says people with bad intentions might plan for years to get a law license and use it against Americans.
We have terrorists from other countries who could come over here in a negative way and try to become legal officers of the court of this country as an attorney.
The bill passed the Senate Friday on a vote of 25-12 and heads back to the House. Speaker Will Weatherford told reporters he supports the bill as amended.
I think there's a compelling argument to be made for that young man. I have had a chance to meet with him.
And Weatherford says the Senate vote bodes well for one of his priority bills up soon. That one grants in-state college tuition to undocumented students. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.